All right, Bobby Evans joins us. Bobby, how are you? Assistant to the GM of Bryant Sabian. How are you?
Hey, very good, Marty. Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you on today. And a lot of people weighing in on this Michael Morse, power hitter. You know, forgetting about Bonds for a second, can you think of a comparable guy that we've had? Maybe Galarraga, they talk about that, similar to Morse?
Yeah, it's a good comparison. I mean, he's just a strong beast of a hitter. And he goes up there with a chance to hit it a long ways every time out. And we are continually relying on Boach, as he's done a good job of managing, you know, the calf injury early in the spring, and then how he's come out and managed his innings so that it protects us late in the game. And he's moved up in the order and getting, you know, at least three at-bats a game and has made a difference.
Yeah, he looks pretty comfortable, I'll tell you that, in the four spot. You know, he looks like he could stay there.
Well, yeah, I won't try to make out the lineup for Boach, but it definitely gives them options. You know, as guys get rest or guys struggle and you need to adjust the order, it's certainly been nice to see the consistency that Morse has had.
Bobby, a couple of things that people talked about today. Scoring runs, and I read the stat, 45% of the runs are coming in on the home run ball. Runners in scoring position still low. Two out runners in scoring position amazingly high. How do you reconcile all this with the hitting and throw Belt and Sandoval in the mix of this? How do you assess the hitting right now?
Well, there's always meetings that occur with our hitters on a regular basis, and things are discussed that, you know, will help them deal with a given series or a given homestand and the approach of you know, at bat to at bat and situation to situation. And it is frustrating. I mean, there's been times in the recent memory where we were amongst the best in baseball with getting the runner home from third with less than one out, and then we've last year struggled a tremendous amount. We saw what the Cardinals did last year with runners in scoring position, which was really hard to believe, hitting close to 300 or better. We're obviously a club that works on situational hitting, but our results haven't been there. And you know, the long ball's great, and we love it. There's nothing like the three-run homer, but we do know long haul, we need to be able to, you know, bring runners around. And I think the nice thing that I've seen, you know, our guys are running the bases aggressively. We see a lot of guys first to third on a base hit, which is good. We need to see more of that, scoring from second on a base hit. That's key to getting a run or two in a close game, and we're going to play a lot of close games. We already see that.
Yeah. What about Belt and Sandoval? What do you see? And, of course, you know, I get calls every day about both of them. How do you assess them right now?
Well, I look at Pablo. He's always hit, and he'll figure it out. It's just, you know, how much can we help him dig himself out of this sooner rather than later? We know that eventually he will, but how can we help him, you know, get to a better place sooner than later? And I think, you know, someone mentioned, you know, recently how he seems to be more patient at the plate. He's facing a lot more two-strike counts. So, well, he hasn't hit well with two strikes. So, you know, maybe he needs to sit back and look at his approach, and maybe he needs to go back to, you know, not trying to be the guy that takes the walk. And he's got a fair number of walks for him. That's really not his game. He's an aggressive hitter. But at the same time, you know, he has struggled right-handed, and that doesn't help. But at the end of the day, he's going to figure it out. It's just a matter of working a way to try to help make that happen sooner than later. And then, as with Belt, I mean, this is a player who's come off a great finish of the season. He had a good spring. He didn't have a great spring. He didn't have a single home run in spring training. I think he only had a couple of RBIs, but yet he started the season with, you know, the best April of his career with 7 homers and 13 RBIs, which is a great pace. If you multiply that times 5 or 6, it's a pretty good pace for him. Unfortunately, the struggles have hit him lately. He's missing the fastball. He knows he's got to make adjustments mechanically. He knows the pitchers are not going to all pitch him the same way. He realizes that, and it's a matter of just keeping his confidence up, because at the end of the day, we know what he's capable of, but, you know, the major league pitching is not going to make it easy for you.
Now, 4-for-6 against Tehran, so he is in there tonight against the righty, and then you get the lefty tomorrow, Woods, so I guess it depends how he comes out of it today. Is there concern about both of those guys? I mean, internally, are their eyebrows raised at all, or do you just take the position, look, it's baseball, it's 162, you're going to have periods of 2 or 3 weeks, and this will all straighten out?
I think the biggest concern for me is just to see consistency of our starting pitching. And I think our hitters will get enough runs across the board to give us a chance to win. We're always concerned when guys are going through, a week or two or more when they're struggling. I mean, we're always concerned. I mean, we're concerned day to day, even if a guy goes, three for three, but didn't have a good at bat, that can concern us too. So we're watching every game with, a fair level of scrutiny and analysis as Boach and the coaching staff are, trying to find a way to help these guys get better, find a way to help these guys win, find a way to get better results. And every day is a concern, every day is an issue, but you do pace yourself for 162 games because, guys are gonna go through ups and downs, and you're gonna face pitchers that are harder to hit for guys, and you can get into some bad habits, and somehow you just got to shake those bad habits. And I think that's what we're dealing with now with these guys, and hopefully we can get back past it, and we'll be talking about something else soon.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. You talk about 18-11 and being in first place and only getting 9 wins from the starting pitching. I think the team is playing great baseball. I said this to Bochy in my interview earlier today. As you said, I saw Pagan go first to third on a hit by Pence that set up a big inning the other night. The infield defense, Crawford's made some plays last night that outdueled Simmons last night. Hicks has been good. Posey's throwing people out. I think you're playing decent, really. I mean, I like the baseball you're playing.
Well, again, these guys have done a great job getting ready for the season. We're certainly having to cover second base without Scudero, and Hicks has done an outstanding job, both defensively after he kind of slowed things down a little bit, and offensively, although he doesn't have a high batting average, he takes a lot of pitches and gets on base, and he can hit the ball hard and long, and that's been very valuable for us, even down in the 8 spot. So there's a lot to be said for where we are. The bullpen has been outstanding, so there's a lot of good things going for us. It's a long season. Having a winning record in April is great. Now we've got to make sure we have a win today and a winning record ultimately in this road trip and this homestand after that and this month overall, and, take it day at a time. But, we certainly like what we're seeing so far.
Yeah, I would. Come on. I think it's a great start, honestly. It's a terrific start. You come out of spring, it's beautiful down there, and you come up here, you never know what's going to happen. And, if I was you and were you and the rest of everybody, I'd be pretty happy at 18-11 right now. All right, the minor leagues, and, we love to have you on to talk about some of the people, and we've gotten texts about Gary Brown, Hembree, Law, Villalona. Maybe you could just bring us up to date on some of those people, and Blackburn and Block, and the ones we heard about in spring training.
Well, a lot of guys that have gotten now 3 weeks under their belt as the minor league season starts a little later than the major league season. But I think the AAA club really has scuffled. And even though Brown has been effective, more effective in that leadoff spot, taking his walks, but getting hitters counts and driving the ball a little bit, the team overall has struggled. But they've started to hit a good run here where they've won, 5 or 6 in a row, and, working their way back to .500. We want to have a winning environment for all of our clubs, and San Jose's really struggled in terms of wins at this point. But when you go prospect to prospect, I think there's an environment where, Gary Brown and among other guys that are on the 40, they're hungry. They know that, if there's something that goes wrong, they want to be the hot hand that gets the phone call.
Right.
They want to be the guy that gets the opportunity. And Gary's, batting average has slipped a little bit this last week, but overall, again, he's got a different approach, and it's been more positive than anything in this first few weeks of the season. And we've got a number of guys down there in Fresno that are prospects that may not be on the roster, including Joe Panic, who has, I think he's shown probably one of the best bats he's shown since he signed. I mean, he's shown, live body defensively, and he's going after it, and he's aggressive with the bat, hitting the ball gap to gap, and that's important. I mean, he wants to be the guy that gets that phone call too if there's an opportunity up here. And our bullpen options at AAA are fun for Boach and Rags to think about. The good news is they haven't had to look down there.
Really?
And but Eric Cordier and Adam Reifer and even Brett Bochy and George Contos, they're all throwing the ball well, and it's nice to have those options. There's guys down there throwing you know, with DePaula making a first relief appearance of the season the other day, three near perfect innings.
One hit. That was beautiful.
It's a huge boost for, our depth. At the same time, it's a long season, and our starters have had their ups and downs there, and but yet there's more ups than downs, hopefully, to come. And as you go through the system and you talk about Blackburn and Block and those guys, I mean, they're going about, start to start. We're seeing the inconsistency, the starts that are really good and the starts that are not so good. But, we like the trend of where they're going. They're being aggressive in the strike zone. They're mixing up their stuff well. They're facing, much better hitters than they ever faced in the Cal League. And they're making the adjustments that you want them to make. And they're guys that when you get a couple of months, 2.5 months into the season, you're going to start to see that these guys are really ready for anything you throw at them, because the double-A level is really a big testing ground. And, we want them to get innings. They're working out of a rotation now that, is going to limit their innings. But overall, we want to pitch deeper into a game and avoid 30-pitch innings. And, for the most part, that's what they're doing.
No, great. No, great report. And as we always like to do, and you always bring us back to reality, it is only May 3rd, and it's only 3 weeks or so into a minor league season. So you're right. We got to give it a little more time to see where they're going. What about Kyle Crick? What have you seen from him so far?
Well, he's scuffled. I mean, he's had some outings, back-to-back-to-back that have really not been his best stuff. And I think that's part of trying to do too much. I think it's something where it does affect guys' confidence when they're at this level and they don't get immediate success. And I think that's hard for him. But the reality is we're not reading results day to day. We're looking at stuff. We're looking at composure. We're looking at command. And I think Kyle is going to be fine, but he has scuffled early. And one of the things that will make him a better pitcher is to scuffle early and try to get away from trying to be too mechanical or trying to be too fine. But he's walked guys, and he's not been able to pitch as deep into games because he has hit those 30-pitch innings, and that's been tough for him. And I know it's hard mentally because you're capable of doing a lot more than what you're getting a chance to do. And we're protecting them. Hey, you pitch too many pitches at any, you're out of the game. I mean, that's hard to take. I mean, you want to pitch, you want to keep learning, but you've got to be efficient with it. And I think Kyle is going through, the learning curve, but still clearly far and above, anything we could expect in terms of ability. And just hopefully there's an opportunity where he can start to have some success and regenerate that confidence that's really going to help take him to the next level.
Boy, that's the beauty of being, in your early 20s. that's life. Yeah. Life in the early 20s, let me tell you. Hey, Villalona, we always look for some power hitting, and I see his stats are, at least for the first few weeks, pretty good. He's holding his own.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Villa's going to have to – continue to make adjustments to shorten his swing, and he does look to pull the ball an awful lot, and we know that's where maybe his money will be in terms of home runs, but we also want him to be a smart hitter and a guy that can spray the ball around the field. And he's having success again, where last year he struggled. Once he got to Double A, he's having a lot more success right now, and playing solid defensively. And we like what we see. It's definitely an improved, more comfortable Villalona than maybe what we had even last year. I think he's fitting right into this club and feeling like he's part of it, and knows, having been now in big league camp, where last year he really missed spring training. He was able to enjoy a lot more of our major league and minor league camps this year, and I think it's good for him. I think he physically is in good shape. We're always going to challenge him, in terms of his conditioning, to make sure he's at his best. We want him to take advantage of RBI opportunities, and I think that's where he gets a little bit pull happy, leaving runners on base and you're hitting in the middle of the order. That's something he's going to have to work on. He's going to have to, think the other way at times and not try to overswing.
That's Buster Posey. You get a guy on and the ball's coming right up the middle. I'll tell you, he's really right up the middle, or he'll shoot it through between first and second. I love to watch him do that, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen him just smack that ball up the middle in the RBI situation. So it's very important. Bobby, is there anyone who sort of jumped out? And I know you mentioned panic, and I think I agree with you. I've looked at some of the numbers, and you see it differently than I do with other things. But anyone who sort of jumped out at you in the beginning of this first month of the minor league season?
Well, I like what I've seen out of Panic, but I like what I've seen out of Colvin as of late. The last couple of weeks, he's really turned it on. I mean, he scuffled early, maybe overswinging, maybe just from having not had the full spring that he normally would have had, missing some time. But you know, Tyler Colvin having hit 20 plus home runs in the big leagues, and you know, deciding to sign with us, knowing that there was no guarantees of whether he would make our club. I think he's now making a strong case that, you know, he's available and interested in being a part of this situation up here. And he's just really coming back with multiple hit games day in and day out. His body, he looks much better than you and I saw in spring training. I mean, his body looks alive, and he's got, you know, really an extra amount of flow to his game, his swing, his defense, his arm. You know, his range in the outfield just looks much more fluid, much more comfortable, and that bat can be tough, and he seems to have come through it. So I'm really feeling encouraged right now. We've got Noonan healthy too, Nick Noonan,
yeah,
who's off to a good start in a short, you know, week or 10 days that he's been active. But again, those are key depth for us down at the AAA level.
Those are terrific names to remember. Well, it's great to have you on and just to catch up with you, you know, and see this kind of stuff. And as it goes on during the season, Tyler Colvin is a name. Yeah, that we enjoyed seeing him a little bit in spring training. You could see that it was there. It just wasn't consistent. Last thought for you. Any word on Scudero at all? We get that question every day, too.
Well, he's taken batting practice down there at extended spring training. Again, it's all about pain tolerance. And at some point, trying to avoid doing anything surgically, because surgically could bring its own set of risks. The pain tolerance is, this past week has been much better. But you know, I'm sure there's some holding back on his part because he doesn't want to experience that pain, and that sets him down. And I think that as he increases activity is when he gets worried that pain's going to come back. And so we're doing all we can to monitor it. There's no real, real quick fix to this, other than to take it to a step further, which would involve surgery, which even depending on which surgery option you choose, sure, no guarantee it would work. And then how would he come back from that? And that would pretty well, you know, do in his chances of coming back this season. Right now, he has been pain-free this week, and that's been encouraging.
Oh, good. Hey, Bobby, thank you so much for taking the time today. I know the fans really appreciate it. As you know, you lay out what's going on with the ball club and especially the minor leagues. It's great to catch up with you, so I appreciate it.
Yep, you got it, Marty. Thank you.
All right, that is Bobby Evans, assistant to the general manager of the Giants. Always great to have him on, and he tells it the way it is. He really does.